The Adventures of Limo Limi proudly presents Limo Limi and the Treasure Hunter, read to you by Aidan O'Reilly.
Chapter 1. A New Start. His father decided to send him away. His mother agreed. She said a change of school would be good for him. Liam surprised his parents when he agreed to the move, telling them that he didn't fit in at home. Leprechauns were good at magic. All except him. No matter how hard he tried, he had yet to master the basics. The older he got, the more frustrated he became. He had enough skill to use magical objects, but had dreamed of becoming a true master. That dream had died. At 12 years of age, his parents sent him to live amongst humans, where his magical ability would not matter. He hoped they were wise. It would be awful if he felt awkward there, too. Humans had stopped believing in magic and leprechauns a long time ago. However, old stories told of dark days when treasure hunters knew that leprechauns existed. Those days could never be allowed to return, and Liam promised to keep his magical abilities a secret. With his promise fresh in his mind, he left for his new human school. His mother had arranged a room at a guest house, and the landlady, Miss Murphy, thought he was just another schoolboy. A kind, elderly woman, she had only asked him to obey some house rules. These included an 8 o'clock curfew every night. It was easy for him to keep, for he had nowhere to go. Since his arrival, he kept to himself and spent his time alone. Sometimes, when alone, his imagination brought him to times past. There, humans hunted for his people's gold, and leprechauns disappeared without a trace. His parents never explained what happened to those who went missing, and this fear of the unknown never left him. One evening, he sat at the desk in his room, where a half-filled page of homework reminded him of how different things were in his new life. His English teacher had asked him to write an essay describing his experience of leaving home. The problem was not what to write, but what to leave out. It might look suspicious if he described how he nearly died the first time he tried to cross the road because he misjudged the speed of a car. Before he moved to town, he had only seen cars on a television that his uncle owned. Then, there was the evening spent opening and closing the fridge. Nobody used fridges in his village. He'd wanted to see if the light stayed on when the door was shut, and even thought about climbing inside, but figured he'd make himself a sandwich instead. He decided not to draw attention to the differences between himself and his classmates. Instead, he described how he missed hanging out with his old friends. With his homework complete, he sat in his bed and wondered if leaving home had been such a good idea. Boredom drove him to practice the little magic he knew. He stood in the center of the room and, from under his hoodie sleeve, removed an armband. He knew he could get the first piece of magic to work, as he shrank to 2.5 feet tall. However, he grew nervous and doubted his ability to grow again. His father had made the green metal armband for him, and it was the only magical object he owned. Replacing the armband, he closed his eyes and imagined himself growing to the size of a 12-year-old. This was where he had trouble in the past. Magical objects were difficult to use. Nothing happened. He clenched his fists until his nails dug into his palms. Still, nothing happened. He was in trouble. Even Miss Murphy would notice something was wrong when she saw that he'd shrunk. Then, without him doing anything differently, the armband became warmer, and he grew back to his human height. Although relieved at growing again, he did not understand why the magic worked sometimes, but other times failed him completely. His mobile phone chimed. Someone had sent him a message. He suspected it came from his uncle, Patrick, as his parents didn't use phones, and he had no human friends.
"Come to the waterfall at Ballybareen Forest, tonight. Patrick."
His delight at having somewhere to go cooled as he remembered he needed permission to leave the guest house. It was too late to ask Miss Murphy, who went to bed early.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?